I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media News. In Danville, an elected mayor runs the city government day-to-day, and the city council sets laws and policies. That's called mayor-council government. But a referendum on Tuesday's ballot would switch the city over to a council-manager form of government. The city council would hire a professional manager to run the city, and the mayor's job would become a part-time one. In the nearly 32 years since Danville switched back to mayor-council government, it's only had two mayors, and they have different opinions on the referendum. Robert E. Jones was Danville's mayor for four terms. Jones supports hiring a city manager.
Hi, this is former Mayor Bob Jones of Danville.
Jones was one of four former city officials who recorded campaign ads for the group trying to get the referendum passed.
Danville is facing serious financial problems and cannot wait any longer for serious financial management. Please vote.
But the current mayor, Scott Eisenhower, opposes the referendum. It's a little awkward for him because, mindful that the referendum might pass, making the mayor's job part-time, Eisenhower is stepping down to take a new job as Rantoul's village administrator, the equivalent of a city manager. Eisenhower says a hired manager is all right for Rantoul, but Danville voters prefer an elected mayor to run their city.
People want their executive leadership in this community to be accountable to them. They want the ability to, every 4 years, choose that leadership. They want the ability to make sure that that leadership is accountable and responsible to them.
But backers of the referendum counter that Danville would not be losing a mayor, they'd be gaining a professional manager. Doug Arnes is the organizer of Moving Danville Forward, the group that put the council manager referendum on the ballot.
We have many challenges ahead, and we believe that having the best of both worlds, both a mayor elected at large by the entire city, as well as a trained professional to manage the day-to-day operations, is the best form of government for our future and for the future generations here in Danville.
God is able to do just what he said he would do.
There were no advocates of the council manager referendum at a church service billed as a community prayer service for our city government, held last week at Greater Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church on Danville's east side. In his brief remarks at the service, Mayor Eisenhower touched on the decisions Danville voters were about to make.
We need to be mindful of God and God's will when we go to the polls on Tuesday, so that we are electing people to serve and we are selecting the form of government that will serve us, that we know will in fact be right for the people of this community.
Greater Shiloh pastor, the Reverend Dr. U. Pete Williams, says the prayer service reflected concern about the referendum on the part of many black church pastors in Danville. If the referendum passes, Danville would still elect its aldermen from wards, a change made in 1987 in response to a civil rights lawsuit. But Williams says keeping executive powers consolidated in the mayor's office is important, too.
I'm just saying it blunt. The people will not have a voice as to who sits over them other than the aldermen whom they've elected, and then the aldermen are controlling the city manager. The people don't control that, but they do control the mayor.
Or, argues Doug Arnes, it may be a mayor that needs reining in, and the council manager system could help with that.
It actually takes away the potential for a single individual who is more popular to push their own agenda without the adequate checks and balances until the next four-year votes come up. And for us, there's a higher level of accountability in this form of government.
The Danville City Council has set a part-time mayor's salary for the next 4 years if voters approve the council-manager referendum, and a full-time mayor's salary if they reject it. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.